This is one of the first images we have of a dancer. And she's just referred to as the dancing girl. And she was found in Mohenjo-Daro, which is in the Indus Valley. And she's made of bronze. And this dates back to about 2500 BC, which is an indication of, you know, how far back dance existed in India. Next. This is a temple in Tanjore, the Brihadishwara temple, which was a center of Bharatanatyam. And in the sanctum of the temple, we could even move to the next slide as I keep talking. So I think it's all, this is the courtyard of the temple. And my guru, Kittappa Pillai, he and his family were attached to this temple. And he lives right next to it. And this is one of the gateways leading into the temple. And he sang in this temple while the Devadasis danced, and he was also their teacher. And it was in Tanjore, and the, you know, temples are all, you know, the carvings are all of the gods and goddesses and stories. This was about the 11th century AD. And we can keep next one. This is also the Brihadishwara temple. And Tanjore was also, the court of Tanjore was, they had a raja, a king, who was a poet himself. And he composed a lot of music. And it was around this time that a lot of the Bharatanatyam, this is all to do with Bharatanatyam dance. And a lot of the, even the choreography and things were created at that time. This is a temple in Karnataka, and it's Belur, and it's slightly later. I think this is the 12th century, and I have this picture because you can see into the sanctum of the temple. You know, the little lights inside. And that's where the dance took place, really in a very small space. And these are people circumambulating the temple. And this is another temple in Tamil Nadu. It's the Meenakshi temple. It's a later temple. And here again, we're back to the Brihadishwara temple, which is a temple to Shiva, the god Shiva. And this image in front is Nandi, the bull, who was Shiva's, he played the drum while Shiva danced. And being an animal, Nandi was not allowed into the temple because the temple was sacred. So his image, this statue of Nandi, is facing the image of Shiva, who's inside the temple, and he's waiting to get a glimpse of Shiva. And it's just, to me, it's just a beautiful symbolism of complete faith, patience, and waiting for an eternity for something. And, you know, when we show Shiva, you can't see my hands now, but we show him with this hand is showing Nandi, the bull, and this hand is Shiva. So we show Shiva riding. So Shiva also rides on Nandi. Nandi is his vehicle, and Nandi plays the drum for him. And if there's a drummer in India who's fantastic, who accompanies dance, we say, he is Nandi. you know, that can be the ultimate compliment you can pay to a drummer. This is also from the Brihadeeshwara temple, and it's Shiva in the Nataraja pose. And if you look at it, this one of the dancers we'll be working on, you'll be doing the same pose. And this is Parvati. And this is also a Chola bronze, and they have a collection of these in Tanjore. And this is again Parvati. And these are the same, Preeti just took that pose on stage, you know, showing the goddess. So that's how we, you know, relate and know some of what's happening on in a dance, even if we're not trained in dance. And her hand is a Kataka Mukha, which we also use in the dance. And the other hand is in Lata. Okay, next. And this is Ganesh. And this is also from Belur. And his vehicle is a mouse. And each god and goddess has an animal associated with them, which is why if you go to temples in India, very often you see lots of mice running around, and it's quite horrifying. But here he's sort of a dancing Ganesh with his nice little belly. And okay, next. And this is in the middle. It's Vishnu holding the conch and the discus, which he is symbolized with, and he's surrounded by dancers and musicians. And this is an image of Krishna, which I'm sad to say we sort of ignored him today, but he's associated with playing the flute, and here he is carrying his flute. Next, please. Can we go back one? This is one of the 10 incarnations of Vishnu. He came as a fish, a tortoise, a boar, B-O-A-R, boar. And then this is his incarnation as half man, half lion. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful story, and I can talk for about 3 hours about it. But ultimately, each time Vishnu comes in an incarnation, it's always the conquest of good over evil. And here he's destroying an evil demon. Next. And this is his incarnation as a boar. And I think when Amy, do you show them the slides of some of the... I might have them. The Narasimha or the...
We didn't.
Okay. I might have something here.
We
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I see. Okay. I mean, I can just get carried away with each of these for hours and hours and hours. This is an image of the goddess Durga, a great female goddess who embodies Shakti, and she destroys the buffalo-headed demon Mahisha, and she's seen trampling him there. And her vehicle is the lion. She rides the lion. Sometimes she's shown riding a tiger. You know, it depends which region it's from. And that's another incarnation of Vishnu as the boar, the Varaha incarnation. Okay, next. This is from the Tanjore, from the court. There were four brothers who are now referred to as the Tanjore Quartet. And in the corner, in the lower, left-hand corner, is is the Raja Sarfoji, under whose reign there was a great renaissance in the arts, in dance and music. And the four brothers were, if I can remember their names, Chinnaya, Ponnaya, Vadi Velu, and I'm trying to think of the last name. Do you, Preeti? Chinnaya, Ponnaya? Okay, anyway. Next. This is the altar in my guru's house, which is right next to the temple, and it's an image of Krishna. And next one, please. And this is where I danced, and you know, he taught me, and I, you know, also performed there in front of the deities. And it's a sort of brick cementish floor. It's like a clay brick floor, and there's a dip in the floor, so it's not completely flat. And I asked him, I said, what is this, you know, dip in the floor? And he said it was formed by centuries of Devadasi stamping on that same spot. And it just completely changed my perspective as a dancer and performer forever. You know, having that feeling and that connectivity and, you know, feeling who you're dancing in front of or performing in front of. I think even as what field you might go into, if you, you know, in theater or drama or directing, I think there's a higher being that we communicate with, you know, at times. Also your audience, of course, but, you know, when you can go beyond that, things gel in a very special way. And that's my guru. And when I was studying with him. Next. And this was in his class in Bangalore, where I spent several months. And again, there's a little dip in the floor there. And that's the stick. You know, he beats the rhythms out on the stick. And by the time you get to a teacher of his, a master of his status, you're already trained. You know, you've been taught all your basics. And he never once stood up in class. You know, he would say, do such and such tiramana, tatte taha, ditte taha, do it slow, medium, fast. And then the only time he danced was when he showed abhinaya, when he showed the expressions and faces. And he would turn into a 16-year-old girl, just beautiful, and sing the way Preeti showed, you know. He would do that, but sitting. He would never stand up. Next. And this was in class. And it was a tiny space. Next. And here he's showing me the gestures. And this is the beginner class. And this is about the age, you know, about 5 or 6 is when the children start. And the woman standing there, she's one of his advanced students, you know, professional. So a student will begin to teach, and then when they become proficient, the guru will accept you, and then you study one-on-one. There's only you and the guru in class, and you will move to the next, and you work, you know, you start at 8 or 9 in the morning, you break for lunch, and then come back and then work the rest of the day. And Saturday, Sunday, every day. Next. And I was there during the Christmas and New Year and everything also. He had no idea what that was. You know, so we just worked all those days. You know, no time off. This was a performance in a temple outside of near Bangalore. And these were musicians playing. And this is how they sit on the floor. And the drummer's playing. I think there's a flutist in front. We just see his bald head. And the person next to him on the right is, you know, keeping the rhythm with his fingers, showing the next, please. And this was the same temple. I think all these slides are turned the other way around, but that's because we, you know, the cloth is always over the left shoulder and the hand is the other way. You know, this three, the arm is connected. Oh, that's all you have to do. Oh my God, how clever. I mean, many of them were like this. Maybe I can go through them and tell you. I think maybe they all are like this. Thank you. So these were students, you know, they're just beginning. So they're dancing for a temple function together. But it's mostly a solo art. Okay, next one, please. And here they are again. This is also flipped over. But maybe later we can do that. It's only important to me. and that's the same performance again. And this is a very famous Kuchipudi dancer, a male dancer. His name is Satyanarayan Sharma. And he's, you know, he would really dance completely as a woman. You know, there was nothing drag about it or anything funny about it. And the musicians, his accompanists, are really, they're also the priests at the temple who are singing for him. Next one, please. And she's dancing. I mean, just look at his pose. He's doing the role of Satyabhama, which is another story of one of Krishna's queens. And in this dance, she dances with the braid. That's why her braid is there. Okay, next, please. And this is a style of dance from North India called Kathak, which is a courtly dance, and very different from Bharatanatyam and Odissi. And much of it is done standing upright, not much in the plié position. And it has a lot of fast footwork and pirouettes, and people very much feel there's a connection between Kathak and flamenco. And, you know, the gypsies might have come from India and taken, you know, these dance forms to, I mean, the gypsies in Spain are very much, you know, they even look like North Indians. Next, please. Now, this is Amy's favorite. This is a performance of Kathakali that we went to in South India also. Next, please. Get closer. And this is Hanuman. This is from the Ramayana. And he's the monkey god.
Is that Kalyan?
No, it's not. No, this is a story where this is after the battle of Lanka. He goes into the forest and he finds Sita and her two sons, Lava and Kusa. And they think he's just a mad monkey, and they tie him up and drag him to their mother, drag him to Sita. And she screams, she said, "Oh my God, this is Hanuman. You know, what are you doing? Let him go." And of course, they fall at his feet. And she said, "He rescued me, you know, in Lanka." I mean, I'm sure in your studies you'll, you know, come across these stories. But he's also a very lovable character in the dramas. And he makes some wonderful sounds. which he also does, you know, the same in the Kalyana Sagandhika, which is the getting that flower, which when I showed you Satyabhama, her dance also has to do with Krishna, Satyabhama asking Krishna to bring her that flower also. So it's a very special flower. And here's Hanuman with Sita and her two sons, they're twins, Lava and Kusha. And this is towards the end of the Ramayana. But it was a very beautiful, beautiful play. And these are, you know, these are two demons, Sunda Upasunda, who have a battle. They fight over a woman, of course, and end up killing each other. So the makeup is, you know, you can tell characters from the makeup of which, you know, nubbles they wear on their nose or forehead or what color the makeup is. Next, please. And this is the demon Bali, and he has the red beard. And the Kathakali expressions are very much, you know, the Navarasa that I try to show you and that I'll work with you is really comes from the Kathakali style of doing it, a very exaggerated way. And they have, you know, fangs sticking out and they make loud sounds. And it's just an absolute, it's one of my favorite forms of dance, theater, drama, anything. Next, please. And now this is completely in a different form. These are shadow puppets. And this again is from the stories showing the Ramayana. And this is Rama with his bow. Next, please. And you know, all these traveled across Southeast Asia to Indonesia and Bali and, you know, where they have the... And this is Sita also. You do see them as a little bit of color, I think. Yes. And this is, of course, Ravana with the ten heads. These are also the Andhra puppets. I'm just sort of wanting to give you an idea that it's not just all these themes and dance, but every, you know, every form of art draws on all these, on the mythology, and so we're you know, pretty well steeped in it. And these are puppets from Karnataka, the Yakshagana, and this is also these are also characters from the Ramayana. And next, please. Yes, and there's Hanuman there in the blue, and see how different he is from the Kathakali Hanuman that we saw. And next to him is Demoness. I think she's Shurpanakha. We'll meet them on maybe later this afternoon. Next, please. And again, this is the Ramayana. This is Rama and Lakshmana, his brother, and they're in the forest, and they find this crane, Garuda, who's been wounded. And these are miniature paintings from, you know, about 15th, 16th, 17th centuries. And this is a also a painting of the Battle of Lanka, and that's Ravana there. And this is a Mughal painting. So, and this was done during the time of a Mughal emperor, when there was great harmony between Hindus and Muslims, you know. Next, please. And he had the entire Ramayana illustrated in the Ramanama. And again, this is Ravana's in Lanka when he had abducted Sita. This is also a Mughal painting. Okay, next, please. And this is Vishnu and Parvati. Krishna is Vishnu, riding on on Garuda, which is his vehicle. And this is Shiva and Parvati, and their son Ganesh. You see the elephant-headed god. He's their son, and there are many, many stories of how he, you know, came to have the head of an elephant. And some say, you know, he walked in while Parvati was bathing, and Shiva got furious, and you know, cut his head off or something, and then felt bad, and then gave him the head of the first thing that passed by, which was an elephant. I mean, there are many, many stories, you know, who knows? And that's, again, Nandi, the bull, was in front of them, you know? His faithful, always there. Okay, next, please. And this is Krishna, surrounded by the gopis, and these are also themes, and this is a festival of Holi. Next, please. And this is also, these are Kangra paintings, you know, from the 18th century. And these paintings illustrate a beautiful poem called the Gita Govinda, which was written by Jayadeva in the 12th century. And the poem all takes place in the forest. It's in springtime, in the forest of Vrindavan. Next, please. And this is again Krishna dancing. Again, a miniature painting. And so there's always dance and drum. This is upside down. Okay, that's right. And this is Krishna battling Indra. They were great rivals, and Indra's riding on a white elephant. That was his vehicle, and of course Krishna had to go to, fetch the flower for Satyabhama, the famous Saugandhika flower that everyone wanted. And again, this is, you know, Krishna and Radha. And many of these paintings also describe the musical ragas, and they illustrate ragas. So they're connected in many, many ways. Next, please. And this is a beautiful painting. This is also a Kangra painting. And this is a Radha and Krishna in the forest in making love. And this was a mural in the Brihadishvara temple. Again, this is another image of Shiva Nataraja, and he's dancing on, the image he's dancing on is a demon who represents ignorance, and he's overcoming, being triumphant over ignorance. Next, please. And this is again Radha and Krishna. I had a big phase I did a program just on Krishna, so many of these slides I collected during that time. So we'll just go through that quickly. And this is another devotee praying at a Shiva temple. I mean, that's a lingam, image of Shiva. And there he is again, Shiva and Parvati. He's often shown as an ascetic, and he wears serpents around his neck and arms, and I think might have been quite a fierce fellow. The next one, please. Again, this is and this was an image of Satyabhama. And next, please. This is a description of a raga also. It's a Saveri raga. And the woman, she was so absorbed in singing that she had no idea she was draping serpents around her arms and things. Next, please. Now the mood changes, and this is more miniature paintings, and this is the goddess Kali on the battlefield, and there's Durga riding her lion. And next, please. And this again, Kali, and she's dancing on top of Shiva prostrate. And it's another moment of when she's triumphant over him. Next, please. And this is another image of Kali. And she's also Shakti and goddess. And this image is from the popular calendar art, which, I mean, it's hard to find these now. They're doing different things, but it's a genre I was very interested in because I'm also a visual artist. And pardon, you have a question? Yeah. She's a goddess. She haunts all the crematoriums and she's associated with death. And it's sort of both Durga, Kali, they both, you know, symbolize destruction and construction at the same time. And she's also associated with drinking blood. And you often see her tongue hanging out, and it's bloody. The tongue is bloody, and she's worshipped a lot in Bengal and in Rajasthan. And my grandmother worshipped her. She sort of associated herself with Kali, and we would sometimes call her Kali. And so Kali is also Shiva and Shakti. You know, she has the third eye of Shiva. And she's also sort of Shiva's consort and part-time his, you know, sometimes he's Arthanishwari, Artharanishwari, where he's half man, half woman. So it's all male, female, creation, destruction, all in one. Yes, all in balanced in one. And this again is another, this is a Chamba painting, miniature painting of Durga subduing the Mahisha, the buffalo-headed demon. No, buffalo demon, he has a head, but his body's a... And she also symbolizes, it's all the, you know, a conquest of good over evil. Yes, that's her. See, so in some of them you saw it was a lion, and in some it's a tiger, and that's her vehicle. So many of these paintings very often have the vehicles. And in dance, we also dance and show the vehicles of the different gods and goddesses. Next, please. And this is from Orissa, a lacquer work. I'm just showing you the different variations of... and this is again Durga. And there's the, you know, different representation of the buffalo demon, and then her little lion is in the corner. Okay. And this is also Durga, completely different. And this is also calendar art. And I've incorporated some of these images into the artwork I do, which I've... I have had fun with it, but I find it all connected together. You know. Next, please. Oh, this is what I did with the image, and you know, added other things to it. This is a sort of in 3D, and I did this for the 50th independence. There was an exhibition of our India's independence from the British, and I have. I have Queen Victoria being crushed also in the corner. and Mountbatten on the other side. And different... I won't go into my politics, but... next, please. These are some other things I did using Hanuman and different images. Okay. And we'll go quickly through these. These are also... And here I used Ravi Shankar and George Harrison along with Vishnu in his Vishvarupa, you know, showing himself in all his forms. And you know, I think my friend Peggy, who's here, she actually is the owner of this painting and has it sitting in her. She's given it a very nice home. And in the corner, anyway, in the corner is an image of Moses and his sister. And Moses is in a basket. And I sort of put him there because the story of Krishna is absolutely identical. You know, he's put in a rush, you know, in a basket and taken across the river during a storm to, you know, save him from a demon and a demon king. So very similar stories, which is why I connected it together. And I also connected the Vishwarupa, the, you know, this is the image of Vishnu that Arjuna gets on the battlefield of the Mahabharata, where he doesn't want to fight. And Krishna recites to him the Bhagavad Gita of, you know, why he should, you know, it's his duty. And so I added Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds as another revelation of, I don't know, just being silly. Next, please. And here I took, you know, the abduction of Sita and combined it with Dick Tracy, etc. Next, please. I didn't know I had these in here. I think they might be by mistake, but this was another box I did. They're really sort of constructions. And this was, it's sort of a sad theme, but it's, I did the take on Sati, you know, the burning of, anyway, next please. This might be the last. Is this the last one? Okay. I think the last few were there by mistake. I didn't know they were there. But, so that's it.